Scott Hart, narrator.
This is from The Eye of the World by Robert Jordan. Hastily helping separate their belongings from the rubble, he grabbed Matt's arm and half-pulled, half-guided his friend through the gaping hole into the night. Matt clutched his arm, stumbling beside him with his head pushed forward in an effort to see. As the first rain hit Rand's face, lightning forked above the inn, and he came to a convulsive stop. Goad's men were still there, lying with their feet toward the opening. Pelted by the rain, their open eyes stared at the sky. There was no light save the lightning, and he stumbled in the ruts as they ran, staggering away from the inn. With Matt almost hanging on him, every stumble almost pulled them both down. But tottering, panting, they ran. Once he looked back. Once before the rain thickened to a deafening curtain that blotted the inn from sight. Lightning silhouetted the figure of a man at the back of the inn. A man shaking his fist at them. Or at the sky. Maybe Goad. He couldn't tell. The rain came in a deluge, isolating them in a wall of water. He hurried through the night, listening through the roar of the storm for the sound of pursuit. This is from Equalize, a post-apocalyptic lit RPG by Ryan De Bruin. Rocky stopped fighting and just looked skyward at the moon, and then he spoke.
Go tell everyone you can. I'm going to go to the hospital to inform someone. Someone who isn't on this list.
He brandished the book of names at her.
What if they're waiting?
Was Sela's immediate response, so quick and so desperate it could be felt in every breath after. Sela continued as the silence stretched on.
What do you expect me to do anyway? Run from building to building? How many will that save?
Sela might have continued if not for Rocky shouting.
You can save groups! Start sending them away! You can get away! You can be safe! You will do as I say!
Each time his brain broached the subject and tried to say the words safety or away, his grief refused to allow it. Like avoiding keeping people safe in the past somehow stopped him from telling someone he could keep them safe now. Sela's voice raised in response.
I am not someone who needs coddling. Not a child who looks to you for protection. Not some spoiled lord who hasn't faced combat. I fought in wars the likes of which you have never imagined. Watched friends die and killed enemies in numbers you would find unbelievable. I will not stay out of this fight.
This is from The Pragmatic Programmer, from Journeyman to Master, by Andrew Hunt and David Thomas. Orthogonality is a critical concept if you want to produce systems that are easy to design, build, test, and extend. However, the concept of orthogonality is rarely taught directly. Often, it is an implicit feature of various other methods and techniques you learn. This is a mistake. Once you learn to apply the principle of orthogonality directly, you'll notice an immediate improvement in the quality of systems you produce. What is orthogonality? Orthogonality is a term borrowed from geometry. Two lines are orthogonal if they meet at right angles, such as the axes on a graph. In vector terms, the two lines are independent. Move along one of the lines, and your position projected onto the other doesn't change. In computing, the term has come to signify a kind of independence or decoupling. Two or more things are orthogonal if changes in one do not affect any of the others. In a well-designed system, the database code will be orthogonal to the user interface. You can change the interface without affecting the database, and swap databases without changing the interface.